Evet.
Hi there. Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Gross and
Yeah.
foggy.
Cool. I
How about
see
you?
you. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm fine. I see you made some updates to some of those tickets.
Yeah, my traditional 30 seconds before the meeting starts, updates.
Hey
Or
guys,
like,
how are you?
great, how are
I'm
you?
yeah, but yeah.
Good.
Dude, I don't know if you know what Florian's asking over on the channel. That was one of my last minute questions.
Oh, Florian is asking something.
It's like the same, like what stuff is in what version and what should they have like applied currently questions.
Let me look at that.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks. Oh, okay. Okay, I see his message now. Okay, I need to answer him.
Tara, do you have a list of things you want to talk about today? Sorry.
Yeah, but it's a short list. It's just two things. And then maybe I'll reach out to David in a bit on the last one. So it's these issues. Oh no, my spacing got mixed up. Oh well. The first is the directory sync issue that David and Ian have been working on. So it looks like you have found or are going to find a fix, which is awesome. However, I was wondering if it's a problem that they can do this at all. Like,
Yeah.
should, yes. Okay.
In my
So do I
opinion,
need
yes. I mean, I don't think it's something I'm guessing we're not going to fix it, but essentially, if you change a symbol, it, breaks. But
okay. And
why do they want to change symbols anyway? What's the point of that?
because some dumb German thing does something is the impression that I get.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's affecting every single one of their libraries. And it's not just the symbols, it's also the slugs. And I also don't really understand how those can change, but
Why are they changing this? Okay. Yeah, I mean, our fault because essentially what we found out is when you change it in directory, it will fail to sync to moderOS because there's a bunch of tables that are linked to it, like patron requests. And so it'll say that violates a constraint. You can't change that and it'll be in a broken state. So we have this sort of database surgery thing we've been working on. But to me, it seems like there's, if we're gonna fix it, I guess there's, one option would just be to make it impossible to change symbols and stuff, and the other option would be to, I guess, you'd have to develop some logic that will change a directory or like that will update the link tables or something like that. But I don't know if we're gonna take that on or not. I'll leave that up to you guys.
if you were to make it impossible to change symbols, would the solution, if for some reason you needed to, be to just like create a new entry? That might be a Mallory question.
I don't know. I don't like I've never had anybody
Maybe
want to
this week.
change a symbol. Like they're kind of like static things. I'm trying
I
to
think
think about that.
that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I haven't tested it, but right, because then you could keep all of your old stuff,
Yeah.
and you wouldn't have that problem, and then you would just use that new symbol going forward. I think that makes an awful lot of sense.
Okay, so maybe Mallory, I'll reach out to you to find out if that's something that we would be willing to do in order to stop them and others from potentially breaking something.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just curious about like they want to be able to change the directory entry. I'm just like I just want to look at one of these. Like they want to change the symbol. So could they just add another symbol and then I guess you can't
I mean,
delete it.
right.
You can't. You also can't change the slug, so I don't know how they're doing that if that's what they were doing. At least it doesn't seem like you can in regular reshare.
Right, that's a good question.
That's what they said, but maybe they were lying.
I mean, they could have just changed
No,
the database too.
that there is a way, I think, for them to change it, if I remember correctly. I mean, they have like a special, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feature flag that allows them to change the slug.
Oh, so
Okay.
at some point they did tell us that this is a thing they might want to do then.
Yeah, I think they require that as part of the initial development that they need to be able to change it. And they did not want to back down on this, so
I guess we let him change the field, but not in a way that would work.
no, this must something must have changed. Maybe we fucked something up or modified some constraints of the database because this was tested at the point where it was deployed. They were changing in the back and forth all the time.
Oh, really?
So I'm
Well,
just
maybe the
surprised
flag's
now.
not causing a problem, but because I haven't looked at that, but the thing that we observed was that the symbol causes a problem because of, all kinds of requests are linked to that symbol.
Yeah, that's true. But the symbol is a table. And it's not linked by the value of the symbol, it's linked by
Key.
the
Yeah.
key.
But
So maybe something goes wrong because I remember that they were really they just wouldn't back down on this feature. And those guys, Yannis and Eddie, they essentially rewrote the synchronization with directory because it was completely broken. So it, I think that synchronization works by trying to match the symbol. If that fails, it tries to do like some matching based on the UID. I mean, it's more elaborate.
if those guys have been working on it, I mean, maybe we can just raise this as a bug then. I thought, I was skeptical that we would do anything because that's just not been our pattern on stuff like this. But if they were actually working on it, we can reproduce this bug in SLMP 4. I think we were doing it. We could just have them look at it, eh?
Yeah, but they need to have a test case that is reproducible
Well,
locally
that's what I'm
because this
saying. We
is,
can do that.
yeah. Okay, well, can somebody try it on SLNP and see if this is if this breaks? So, try to change an entry on a symbol and see if that works.
Yeah, I'm saying we already did that.
Oh,
So
you did?
yeah, so we could do it again, right, David? You were able to recreate this on SLMP 4, and then we were messing with the database to see if we could get it, shepherd that change through with a bunch of database edits. But it'd be even better if, if they want to fix it.
Yeah, I think if it's reproducible, then it should be fixable.
Okay. Well, cool. That's great.
Okay, but where did you guys? So you guys tried it, and so where's the like? Because we need some repro steps and some
Yeah,
links to the broken record. It's on this.
it's on the issue. So maybe David, do you mind putting
Yeah, I'll put in the
to
steps to
recreate, like to
finish.
because we broke it in the same way that ZFL had broke it and then worked from there. So maybe you could put a clear comment that just says how to break it in the same way, or
Yeah,
even just
exactly.
break it in the same way and let them look at it. I don't know if they want to, how they want it, how they want it.
Yeah, make one that is broken and put a link on the sticker, and then just some steps, what you did to break it. If it's that
Sure.
easy to reproduce, then I'm sure they can fix it.
Yeah, okay, sure. That's fine.
Okay. And then Tara, is that everything you need for this one? And then we just need to look at ILL dev 271.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
And I don't even know if we need to work look at it. I was just wondering if Jason has everything he needs.
There's Jason here. Yeah.
I'm here. I just have to find the mute button. I believe I have everything I need. Before it was just not having a back end that has it. I think I indicated that somehow. Maybe I just put a
I
thumbs
think
up and
you
that
gave
was
me a
kind of,
thumbs up.
yeah,
So then,
that's
second question.
minimal.
I saw it. I get notified for all the reactions and stuff. So then, do you know around when you might get to this?
when I'm told to, I don't
Oh,
know.
okay.
Yeah, it's.
So would it be possible to communicate to Jason a small amount of urgency on this issue as we are holding up their sunflower testing? From whoever.
How big is this this ticket? Do we know how much
Depends if it
time?
goes well. It's I don't know whether reshare UI plays well with Sunflower backend or what that entails, because it wouldn't even let me log in with a Ramson backend, so I couldn't really find out much more about that.
Okay. And we've never tried it with sunflower, right?
But it might just work. Like maybe the login was the only thing and the authentication now works with the new systems. I think I saw like it there's like now like an SLMP like 12 or something, so I assume just the highest numbers are the Sunflower ones. But
It's nine
might be
through
useful to
12.
know. I forgot. Four of them. Wow.
Yeah, same pattern. So two for whatever you call it, bleeding edge or whatever, and then two that are what we have that matches theirs.
Okay, with the idea that we might eventually sunset some of the dozen.
Yeah, we're gonna take away one through four when they get off of Quisnelia, I think that's on. And we'll just keep going higher.
All right.
So anyway, is there time to work on this? I know that Jakob had just asked how big it is.
Yeah. You're away, Jason, right? You're still here next week, but then you're off for a week.
Yeah, I'm out of here on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so actually not the whole week. That's the problem, Tara. So I don't know. Can this wait until Jason gets back?
Let me ask Mike how much we're willing to piss them off, and then I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
It's not really about reshare, it's about Folio upgrading to Sunflower and being able to use reshare since it's in Folio.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, that's probably enough time based on previous.
This is about Stripes compatibility. Sorry, I'm can't see the top of the issue.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
Okay, gotcha.
well, it could be Mod RS as well. Like, do we know Mod RS is working on this?
With Sunflower? I mean, I guess the only reason it would break if the, my email API has significantly changed, but I don't think that's been happening.
Yeah,
But
like
it's fairly self.
it probably won't be too bad. Like, And guys, what the environments that we have, I'm sorry, you just said that, Tara, but I guess I just didn't get it. So we have one on Casnelia, right? So match what they have, and one on Ramsons.
We have four on Quisnelia, we have four on Ramsons, and then these four are on Sunflower Ono Kappi.
Oh, we have also the sunflower ones.
Yeah, that's these four, 9 through 12.
Okay, but they already exist.
They already exist. Yeah, David made them. I'm logged into one right now.
They just don't have the UI.
They do. I can log in and look at it. There's just errors that I see.
Errors. Okay, so you already see errors. Okay, so we know that it's not just, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, try to see how, like, what's the deadline for this one, and if we can wait. If not, then I mean, we'll need to wait anyway. It's my take because Jason is not here, and I have a hard time seeing somebody else picking this up. Well, we can try.
So I have a more pressing task.
Do you have a more pressing task?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, you need to finish that in that port. We need to have that port working at least for the happy path.
I think it probably would work for the happy path, but is there a back end for the happy path off on RS2 and stuff?
I mean, that's the next question that I will have for Ian and for Adam.
Okay. Because yeah, if there isn't yet, maybe I can maybe spend today and see how far I can get by the end of the week or today and tomorrow. Would probably be enough to get sunflower up.
I think that makes sense. So let's see what the guys have. We'll kind of need to jump the topics a bit. So, do we have anything else for ZFL?
So I guess like we just need to let Tara know after the rest of this conversation goes on if Jason can squeeze in looking at this the sunflower ticket before he leaves on the 13th. Is that right?
Yeah. But even then, it's conditional, right? So Jason's gonna spend a couple of hours. I guess we can do it no matter what to see how big of a task this is, right? But
Okay.
if it becomes a huge task, then it needs to wait anyway. So can we agree on that? So Jason, maybe you should just not wait for what Adam and Ian have, but spend a couple of hours to investigate today, and then. And then we will have an answer to Tara, whether
That
this is
seems
something.
reasonable.
Okay, so let's do it, and then we, if it's a big task, we will need to postpone until you're back.
Sounds good.
Tara, anything else? David, anything else about ZFL?
I'm good. David, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Alrighty, thank you. Okay, Jakob, what board do you want to move on to? Do you want to
Yeah,
work on
this one
this
is
board?
this one's good. So I guess, guys, we just said that if we have time, we're gonna try to touch base and reshare X also on Thursday. And it seems like we have 10 minutes or something. So maybe just a quick question regarding the NSIP stuff. Where are we? Adam, do you have any updates?
Well, we right now it's rejecting the agency that is sending for the request item on the supplier side. It's the status right now. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the next steps, guys? Should you get together with Ian, try to see what's wrong?
Yes.
Okay, Ian, do you have the time right now to touch base with Adam after this call?
Yeah, I'll take a look at the logs and see what's going on if I can.
I think guys try to see maybe try to hook up for this and try to see if if I'm sorry if you can get that Bruno test to work, right? Because like even if this is fixed, maybe there's another problem, so it'll be good to try to run that integration test, so see where you are at, just so.
Can you refresh me on the Bruno name? What is that exactly?
Adam will show you. I think that's the easiest way to do it. So
Okay.
he'll show you because that's an easy way for you to run a quick test against the whole thing, like a
Oh,
happy
right.
path.
That's the right. Okay, understood. I will look at that. I mean, I see from the message there, it's kind of interesting that the agency ID, it says, are you sure you have NSIP properties for this agency ID? And it has nothing in there. So we don't have properties for nothing, but I don't know if that's relevant or not. Maybe while we're here with Mallory and stuff, the NSIP configuration that you usually do, the from agency is set to the name of like a consortia, right? And the to agency is the agency is relates to the tenant. That's at least the kind of example that I found looking at Simmons and stuff like that. So that's correct.
That sounds right. It's kind of conf like oops. To me, like that setting is kind of a
Right, because
an
how could you possibly know what the anyway, yeah.
And this is Simmons. The from agency is Flow, and
Right.
the two is yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Yep.
so that's kind of what I recommended to Adam, I guess, based on that. In the NSIP config, I have two almost identical sets of configs, just with different agency names, because I don't understand how those would be different, I guess. Maybe I'll look at the Simmons one to see what's going on with that, I guess. But I don't think it hurts me at all to have two sets of configs, one called reshare and one called RS1 or whatever. But it seems to be an issue with mod NSIP is not resolving its configuration based on what it says. We don't have NSIP configurations for this agency ID blank. So we'll look at that.
That sounds correct to me.
Are these agency IDs also configured in Folio if since this is their ILS like this so
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, what I'm configuring is Folio's NSIP server, I guess. And what Adam's configuring is what you see in the directory, but it's not the same software.
okay.
But it's the same kind of JSON structure, if I recall.
Yeah, might take. I mean, Ian, maybe you guys also document this because this is insane.
Oh,
I
that
this configuration
sounds like a lot of work.
is.
Just kidding.
I mean, how did you manage to configure anything in the past? I'm so amazed. We're just amazing people. We just make everything work. But yeah. I've not
Only just make it
seen
work
such
once, though. Yeah.
honestly, I've not seen such insane configuration in my life for this NSIP thing. But yeah, but I'm sure you guys gonna get to the bottom of it. But I'm with you. It sounds to me from that these what I see for exchanges is that something is just not right with that NSIP configuration and the way it's resolving
Yeah, it's
it.
probably
Since
on me, so yeah.
you're gonna have Adam around. Why don't you guys also just look at the source for mod NSIP? Sometimes it's easier than trying to read this crazy documentation. It does in the GitHub repo, Adam, for mod NSIP, it does say something about this keying the configuration by the from agency. So review the config, but also take a look at the code because I don't know, Ian, but do you believe that you've ever specified those the stuff we just saw that Mallory showed us, the from agency setting in reshare, that you did replicate exact same keys in the folio configuration?
Well, the difference, I guess, is that typically we're not, except for in Flow, we're configuring reshare, but we just configure whatever they tell us as their NSIP server information. So I think Flow is maybe the best comparison because we host both sides of it. We host their Folio and their reshare. So I'm kind of using that as a model. But yeah, typically, I mean, they tell us, what their NSIP connection details are, and then we just configure that in the directory and reshare and forget about it because we don't have to configure their actual NSIP server.
Yeah, but when you're running full, you need to make that
Yeah,
configuration,
we need
right?
to
I mean,
do
that's
both.
the
So I mean,
yeah.
what I did is, Mod-nsip has a set of configuration scripts for configuring the Deku tenant on Snapshot. And since we're using the same data, I basically modified those to work with our environment and then post a bunch of
No.
configs. So it should be just kind of the same as an out-of-the-box folio. But yeah, we just got to
I
look at
mean,
it at
it is certainly
yeah.
very strange that it ends up empty that from agency, especially given the message reflects what it actually is sending in the XML request item. I mean, when I look at the log, it sure sets it to reshare with a capital R two places. So that's very, very strange
Yeah.
that it ends up being empty.
I
I
wonder if
think.
there is a problem with me having two in there. I don't know. We'll have to experiment, I guess.
Yeah, try to. But okay, so you're seeing it empty in Modensa blocks.
Yeah, just the latest log that Adam posted on our
Oh,
chat. It says for this agency ID, but it doesn't list an actual ID.
okay. Yeah, okay. All right,
And it
well, good
says.
debate. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it says after the colon, it says reshare, right? Details. It says this agency colon reshare. That's what it says. If you look at the message from 11:21 my time.
21. Yeah, okay.
Just
Yep, I see it.
so that's my bad,
Okay.
not posting more of it. But I mean, it does say reshare, and yesterday it said R is free, which was exactly what the nsip client was sending. So it reflected what it was sending, except as I said that this is now lowercase the way it's being emitted, which I guess this may make sense if it's an occasion sensitive comparison or something.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I wonder if we have to check that.
but I mean it. I look at the XML. I mean, I had a problem seeing the XML message, but Jakob helped me out viewing the right logs, so and now I can actually see the XML message being sent to the supplier side's mod nsip server.
All right, guys. I think try to
Yeah.
figure
Yeah.
that out. If you run
Yeah.
out of ideas, you always have AI to ask. That's always it. But yeah, but
Yeah.
take a look at the code, Adam, for Modensip. See how it loads configuration. Maybe it does some crazy
Okay, I'll
stuff.
try to check it out. Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay, good. So that just confirms that Jason, you're going to spend those couple of hours on that thing for Tara, and the system is not ready yet. That's fine. It'll be ready soon. Guys, do post some updates if you manage to get to the bottom of this, so that maybe Jason can resume his work. If not, then we'll know tomorrow. Okay, I don't have much more. I don't know if there's anything else. Kurt, do you have anything?
Nothing really to update. I'm still continuing with the work on directory. I'm going, right now I'm implementing the stuff that we had in the roadmap that never actually got implemented the first time around, just with giving us the ability to update things like tiers, network symbols through the API. So building that up. But yeah.
Sounds good.
How
Thank
are
you.
you finding it to use the structure that we had there for that many endpoints? Like, is that getting, do you think this would be maintainable without AI, basically?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, with the OA API, everything's in the API, the YAML, for the endpoints. And, we can easily, we have its every endpoint has its own, handler, so it's clean, it's not like it's not terrible.
Yeah, I think once I had it split into multiple files, it seemed like it would be pretty doable.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's weird having to do so much, by hand, but once you do, it's not terrible. So it makes sense.
And like, is there an abstraction that we should add? I kind of thought, I felt like maybe, but it also seemed like this is kind of doing what we wanted from Go, just having it
Yeah. No, honestly, I
being
don't think
exactly.
so. I think this is probably a good level to keep things at because even though it's a little more work up front, I think it will give us much nicer When we're going forward and we're trying to, debug why is this acting the way it is, it'll be all right there instead of hidden behind something. At least that's what I'm telling myself. So.
I was really happy with how the API level testing worked out.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's going well.
All right. Anything else? You all will have seen that Jakob changed the names of the channels, ILL Dev and Reshare X Dev, and linked the two different boards. Tuesday's call, I think we're going to devote to Reshare X, and Thursday call, just like we just did now, is going to be more start with support at least, and then. If we have time, talk about Reshare X development as well.
Yeah, that's the plan. Thank you, Mallory. Guys, I have one final thing. Just, I don't know if it's not a quick thing that we can take at some other time, but I was thinking a little bit about this needs attention flag, JSON. It's one of the fields that Giannis has added in that the last pull request to add more fields for searching, some of the fields you've been asking for. Especially those fields that depend on some external tables, like has notifications, has costs, a bunch of those flags. What's the when we think about those this needs attention field, what is the main use case for that?
So it previously actually wasn't used, in the sense that what it really wound up being is some of the states needed attention. And so for the most part, we were just looking at state. We also looked at that flag on the request, and I think that was originally there because the state model wasn't as fully fleshed out. But once the state model was fleshed out, that was kind of kept because, oh, we might need it. Kind of thing. This was KN still, sort of a vestigial thing. So I think now that we have an endpoint where we can grab the state model, that we can just have the UI fetch that, and it could look up if the current state needs attention. That could be one way to do it. So it's not strictly necessary, but we might want to have it anyways because maybe we will use it sometime. Yeah, I
Okay,
don't know.
but what is the definition of that? Like, so can you give me an example of like which state needs attention?
This is one. Invalid patron is a one that gets the red flag. There's also like sorry, blank form requires review or locally available requires review. Is that right, Jason?
I think so. It's in the database. I'm glad you had a few off the top of your head because I don't.
So basically, a those kind of error states where we can't get, like we like there needs to be some manual action taken because we can't move anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, this request is stuck until someone does something about it. And it's not just new.
Yeah,
And of
maybe this
course,
should be the state model.
we can have it be whatever we want it to be, but that's how we've been using it. And yeah, I think even if we're going to keep the flag on the top level patron request, which I think it might be useful to surface it there so that you don't have to actually go fetch the state model to know this, that it probably would be good to at least internally have it driven by the state model. And I do think it wasn't completely unreasonable in Mod-RS where we left it with the expectation that we might need it because it is plausible there might be other reasons that something needs attention beyond its current state, although it's not obvious to me off the top of my head why, and we didn't end up using it, so maybe not.
Okay, I was thinking about this sort of also because I wanted to avoid this explosion of states that is typical to reshare. So I'm not sold on those states which just represent an error situation that you need to back out from. Like, I would
Right, I was
much
just trying to say, like,
rather.
it could be like need detention could be like the audit log needs attention, or event log rather.
Yeah, or even, like let's take the invalid patron case, right? I mean, we could just keep the whole thing in the new state rather than add yet another state and just indicate that the valid date failed. So have a, essentially have a way to inform you that there's been an automatic action that's failed, and then you can go and repeat that action or just close the request, because that's going to be typical for a couple of different states where we have, potentially some error that, and that allows us to trim some states. And trimming, like keeping those states minimum, is better because the state model is much smaller and easier to understand. So I'm just thinking about that. So okay, but yeah, let's take it. I think I know. I'll put some comments on that ticket. Asking for some inputs. I think we'll. I mean, for now, it's just added that last pull request just added as a free-form flag on the patron request, so we can set it. But I don't see really a purpose for that. Okay. All right. Thank you. I think I know all I need to.
I have a question now, actually. So this all has me thinking back of what I was sort of doing yesterday or well, yesterday Tuesday. That I have most of a thing. I was starting to like do like a event history viewer because the audit log and protocol, or sorry, audit trail and protocol log are going away because those don't exist here, but they're all in events. And now that I expose that API through the module descriptor, you could see it. But I didn't push that up yet, or didn't finish that off, probably because the shape of the object is just doesn't look like it's what's being intended. Like that comment I made on the channel,
I saw that comment, and
yeah.
I
And you
wasn't.
had Yanis look at it.
Yeah,
But maybe I
but
should push it.
I didn't understand what was your problem, but I think you did, so I think you'll fix it.
Okay, so as long as he gets it, yeah. So, but maybe I should push it up anyways, so it works for now, so that Kurt and Adam can use it, because it's maybe handy to be able to see the event log displayed there without having to go fetch it separately. Although
Yeah,
maybe that's not worth spending time on. I don't know.
I think you should push it. Push it, we can always change it once he fixes it. So if you have
Okay. Well,
something
once he
to.
fixes it, it'll break. So.
Yeah, but then you'll fix it, right? So I
Yeah,
guess for now
exactly.
it will be.
Yeah. It just seems like more back and forth that way. However, if I push it, I don't think it's actually going to go up anyways, because I'm not sure we have CI for that system yet. So it just depends on what Ian's priorities are, whether we, I don't know. Or Julie. Maybe he did that. He does a lot of stuff.
Talking about adding CI for RS1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
That's not done yet, but I could prioritize that if that's. It sounds
I
like
don't know.
you're going to look at Stripe stuff for
Today.
Sunflower. I'm going to work with Adam on trying to figure out NSIP, and then after that, maybe the next priority for me is CI.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Did I create a ticket for the CI stuff for you, Ian?
No. Well, no, I just didn't close the ticket yet because I wasn't sure yet, so there's already one for that.
I would recommend that we are generally aggressive with updates to the dev environments. So if we can just make sure that stuff that is merged to master gets deployed right away, that would be nice. I think that's also encouraging better tests more generally. So if we can structure it like that would be nice. So like no manual actions, that's what I mean, right? We don't want to deploy when somebody remembers to deploy. I would like the latest master to be tracked by those dev environments. I'm not sure if that's doable with the UI because it's this crazy setup and you need to have the platform repo, right? Just like that. Okay, let's discuss separately. I'll create a ticket and then put some comments in.
But in the interim, even having a deploy action I can run on the platform is still taking up less of Ian's time, being less of a hassle than having to ask him every time I want to deploy it. So
No,
that's.
we need to I'll set up CI so that when you deploy to the new UIRS, it rebuilds the platform in an action and p pushes it.
Okay. Excellent. But yeah, well, eventually there will be like a another repo for UI update and for Stripe's reshare and all those other things. I'll have to make forks of those for ReshareX. Although really, like, at some point, it would probably be worth taking a few days to come up with a way to structure this as a mono repo, where it's just a single Git repo with a bunch of NPM packages under it for the whole reshare UI, which I
Yeah,
think
I
would
know
be.
we've been talking about that forever, but not done it. But maybe this is a good opportunity if you think that would be more efficient.
Well, I mean, right now, because I'd have to decide on a path, and it's a bit of. I was always hoping that somebody would do it in a Folio so we could just follow the standard Folio way of doing a mono repo, but no one's done it in Folio, and I don't know if they're going to, so.
Yeah, I doubt my vote would go for that too. Just think this proliferation of pointless repos is completely ridiculous.
It is kind of annoying.
Okay, guys, I think maybe we should let Ian and Adam, look into it. Well, it's still early in Denmark, and so I'll create that ticket, Ian, for you, right? For the CI stuff,
I think I
personally.
got an issue for the CI. Let me just confirm here. It's in the IL development board.
No worries, then I'll find it. I'll find it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Sorry, buddy.
Thank you.